This is Logan Seculo. The Biden administration started caving to China's climate deal this weekend, despite ongoing genocide. We're going to talk about that and more on Seculo.
Live from Washington, D.C., Seculo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. This is Logan Seculo sitting in for my dad and brother today, possibly tomorrow, possibly the rest of the week. But we got a lot to cover, Will, and a lot happened over the weekend. And today we're focusing a bit of our time on what's happening in China and the U.S. relations with China. I know a lot of you probably have seen some of the things that have happened this weekend, whether that's the climate deal, whether that's other situations. You may be a little confused of our relationship with China, Will, because on some days it seems like we're very kumbaya with China. Things seem like they're going well. We're agreeing to national or international climate change agreements or making promises. Seems like a lot of people are saying, yeah, we're going to do it. Then you actually read through it, and like, China's not really, we're committing to all these changes. China may not be committing to these changes. And then obviously we hear the other part of the news, including what's coming out of the Biden administration, saying things like there's genocide happening. And how are we to balance these things when we get sort of a conflicting news on the potential of China, who at this point is claiming and honestly can start making a pretty good case for being a dominant world leader? Compared to the United States, they at least say, I believe, they're close to or on par.
Yeah, and that's right. They say that we are now the equals of the United States.
And when you really look at what they're doing with technology, what they're doing with infrastructure, how, you know, high-speed rails and all of these things that are coming out of China, which you can say, obviously, they're doing some horrible things. But there are some things that are substantiating their claims that they are this global superpower equivalent to the United States and maybe on track to dethrone the United States in that way. And we're going to take your calls and questions and comments on this. I want to hear from you because this is an important topic of our time. You know, during the election season, I feel like it came up, but never really was like the number one thing. You heard a lot about Russia. We heard a lot about other things. But when it comes to this and also climate change in general and what we're doing, what China is doing, we're going to go through that in the next segment, kind of break apart what this agreement that was signed by John Kerry and essentially the China equivalent of John Kerry, what they agreed to. It's pretty interesting to see, the trajectory. Some of this stuff will be happening in our lifetime. Some will not be happening in our lifetime. Doesn't mean it's not important. Doesn't mean we shouldn't be talking about it. But I want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to talk about your thoughts and feelings and our relationship with China. Because, look, let's just all be honest with ourselves for a minute. If some people are going to call in, and I know they will, and say, we need a boycott. We need to know nothing in China. And look, President Trump previously was working on some of those things to get us more independent. However, let's even look around our own studio here. How much of this was probably manufactured somewhat in China? Not necessarily our set was built by an American crew and all that, but whether the equipment is we're working with, what your smart devices, let's be honest with ourselves first and say this is not an easy answer. There's not an easy answer. The easy answer isn't we shouldn't be doing business with China, because realistically right now, I don't think we have the ability to, whether it's in manufacturing, whether that's in tech, 5G and everything that's happening with that, a lot of that's coming out of China.
Right. Well, and if there's a new piece up at ACLJ.org that we'll get into a little bit later, but there's a very significant quote in there that says, China's ultimate goal is to use economic influence to build a geopolitical empire capable of dominating world affairs. And we're going to break that down, what that means, and a lot more in the segments coming up.
That's right. Again, if you want your voice heard, that's at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Or put your comments in on Facebook or on YouTube. We're broadcasting live there right now. If you're just listening on the radio, go on over to YouTube or onto Facebook. Well, you can see our pretty faces. Again, you can give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Check out that article at ACLJ.org. We also got a new petition. We'll talk about that in a later segment. But again, focusing right now on China. But I want to hear from you, our listener audience, what you think about our situation at hand. Again, that is at 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back with more on Seculo.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to Seculo. This is Logan Seculo again, checking in on you. We're talking today about the situation over the weekend and really that's happening for years, which is the growth of China and our relationship with China, the United States relationship. Obviously, it was a much different world when it was the Trump administration, their relationship with China, than already it is just 100-ish days in, not even quite on the Biden administration. We saw climate deals signed, or not even signed, like agreed, right, like loose agreements happening, but we're putting out joint statements with China. And on one hand, we're doing that. On the other hand, we're calling it genocide, what they're doing to the Muslim community in China. So we're a little fractured here on our relationship. But let's first go to a clip. This is from
Representative Devin Nunes.
Yes.
And he had a very interesting way to categorize the posture of the Biden administration when it comes to China. Let's play bite number 9.
The Biden administration seems to be going under the policy, instead of, like Ronald Reagan used to say, peace through strength. I think their policy is speak loudly and carry a twig.
Yeah, so there you go.
So what we see Saturday night is this agreement between the United States and China. So John Kerry, the climate czar,
yeah,
went over to China to have this meeting. He was in Shanghai and met with his Chinese counterpart. And out of this meeting came a commitment to cooperating with each other and with other countries to tackle the climate crisis, which must be addressed with the seriousness and urgency that it demands.
There's a conversation coming out of climate change activists and in general is that the U.S. and China are sort of the two worst.
Yeah, the biggest problem.
The biggest problem. Right. And look, you know, a lot of people, there is a lot of pollution. China, known for having not the cleanest air, having a lot of problems going on, that they've always had these issues. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't be tackling this issue, that we shouldn't at least be addressing how we're treating the earth, what we're doing. I'm not that person who's going to go out and say, we should be doing nothing. I think that's okay. I think it's okay to say, hey, we're going to, you know, have some electric cars. Hey, we're going to be, I like technology. I like technology moving. I like it moving forward. China aggressively has moved forward with technology. They've become one of the leaders in technology, where the U.S. sometimes has slipped, where there are obviously great things happening in the U.S. tech world, but Will, when it comes to our relationship with China and this specific thing, what you said is that China essentially, in another statement, said, yeah, we have some ideas.
Right.
But I don't think anything major is going to change.
So John Kerry told reporters on Sunday, the day after the agreement signed, that the language in the statement is strong and that the two countries agreed on critical elements of where we have to go. Meanwhile, There's also a virtual summit coming at the end of this week, the 22nd and 23rd, hosted by President Biden.
Right.
And 40 other countries have been invited, including China. And so John Kerry says we've got this strong statement of where we want to go. But then speaking about this upcoming summit, the Chinese vice foreign minister, while Kerry is still in China, says that China's unlikely to make any new pledges at the upcoming summit. So we've got a strong path forward from these talks, but the big summit that the U.S. is trying to take leadership on China's already saying, man, we're not planning on making any new commitments.
Right,
here.
No new commitments. I think they said it was like 2050. There's some commitments to being less. And they even said in the next, they're actually not at peak. They're not quite peaking at how much emissions they're putting out right now.
Right.
They're like, we're going to peak in a couple of years, and then we're going to start bringing it back.
Well, and that's where it goes back to Devin Nunes' statement, that it speaks strongly but carry a twig, which is obviously the reference to speak strongly, loudly, and carry a big stick.
Yeah.
But it's because they're saying we're putting out strong statements. You know, he's going to China to have these meetings, John Kerry is. But then you see the way that China always comes out ahead on these deals is that it's as if it wasn't even a negotiation.
Yeah.
And half the time, we know that when China enters a deal, they're not living up to their end of the bargain.
No.
To me, this looks like the failure of the Iran nuclear deal that happened under the Obama administration, where they agreed to all these things, but we knew that they were violating it. The UN inspector said they were violating it. That's what we're going to see on a much larger, potentially more dangerous scale.
We're essentially, putting regulations on ourselves as part of this deal by saying we're going to live up to this deal. We're going to put these regulations on the American people. China, we hope you do better. We're going to hopefully you're going to agree to it. But really, already you're saying you're not. So we're going to have the American people. I know you guys were telling me earlier about the farming situation, which is why a lot of our food is imported from overseas. Some of it from China specifically. If you go to the grocery store, you'd probably be surprised how much is coming not from farmers in America. A lot of it is not. And there's reasons why. A lot of that is regulation issues that are coming from our own government. It's putting a stranglehold on our own people, but then it benefits other countries. And we've seen this in most industries with China. Look, as someone who's done manufacturing and worked with manufacturing different items, to get those things done in America, two things happen. Either one, you never hear back because you're too small for them to deal with if you're on my scale. Or two, they don't even exist. Like, I've worked a little in the toy business, like action figures and little trinkets and stuff, as we've worked with Bald Beagle, the kids' YouTube channel we have for American history. You know how hard it is to get American-made any sort of kids' item, toys or plush items? I'm going to say this, impossible. Our option was to go to China. That's the only option. If we decide to do it, that's the only answer. And it's not because we want to. I would much rather put our money in American-made and American manufacturing. Unfortunately, that is the regulations that have come upon us have made it nearly impossible to where someone like me has to go look. And guess what? They are ready to take your money. I have dealt with Chinese manufacturing, and it is streamlined. It is incredibly well done, to where everything is answered 24/7. There's people on. No one's blowing you off. And that happens so much. I think there is that process where they are striking where they can. And where they can is again, sometimes in your pocket when it comes to how business is run. Look, in Hollywood, I work in the film industry. I've worked in it for years. China has become, I think it's the number two right now for box office. You're talking about billions of dollars a year generated in box office. So American filmmakers are doing their best to court Chinese productions. So that's why you maybe have seen at the beginning of some of your movies, like Ninja Turtles or something like that, you'll see like the studio logos you know of, and then all of a sudden there's this, you know, logo from China with a dragon flying around, because China said, guess what? We're not importing only a certain amount of percent of films from outside of China. So their domestic business exploded. But for our, you know, Hollywood to get international business, they have to then do a deal with China beforehand. So China is a producer of this. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, because they have very strict regulations also on even what can be in content that's accepted from America. We know that if your kids play, whether your kids are playing Fortnite online or your kids are trying to watch a movie in China, they're getting a censored different version. And that becomes the same problem that we're having even with this, which is we're doing business with countries that on the other hand are censoring, are keeping the public unaware of what's happening outside of their own walls. And then beyond that, have issues with global genocide.
Right. It's how serious is the Biden administration about the human rights abuses, the atrocities happening to the Uyghur community, to the Christian community in China. We know that there are countless members of the Chinese Christian church that are being put in prison under false pretenses, under things that they claim is against state security, things of that nature. But it's mainly just to silence and persecute a minority belief set within China. So how serious is the Biden administration, which will accept Mike Pompeo's designation that the atrocities against the Uyghurs are genocide? The Biden administration has accepted that in moving forward, that they put some weak sanctions against some certain individuals and entities in China because of this. So if they take that seriously, how serious can they then take a climate change accord that John Kerry is trying to work out?
Right.
Where there's a dichotomy here that at some point the administration is going to have to either admit they don't care about the atrocities, the genocide, the human rights abuses, the theft of intellectual property, the devaluation of currency, all of these things that are real serious issues, they're going to have an answer for. And right now we're not seeing that. We're seeing what Devin Nunes is saying. Speak strongly, but carry a twig, because there's nothing backing up what the Biden administration is currently doing and saying that they're strong against China, but I don't see it.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go quickly. We only have a minute and a half, but let's go to Roger in Oregon. I think he's got a good comment to lead us into the next segment. Roger, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. It's basically a comment in that in the mid-80s, I worked in the Korea, South Korea area, and also in Hong Kong. At that time, I saw the devastating effects that the Chinese were having. I called the Chinese a weed, had one article published in the Hong Kong Times. But, you know, I could see the things that were happening with the Chinese emerging. And so, you know, I took a look at it, and over the years, I'm thinking this is not going in a very good direction. And I could see, based on my experience, that we as Americans, we're just short-term thinkers.
Absolutely.
We bask in the short-term successes. The Chinese are long-term thinkers, willing to accept bumps in the road, getting to their long-term success. And so they use expansion, suppression, threats as they
Roger,
march to
the I completely success. Agree with you. And, like, I hate to cut you off because I think you're making a really good point. And I think it's something that we're going to touch on in the next segment, which is, we are very small, short-windowed-minded community. And the fact that our elections change, our presidents change, things happen, stuff is punted continually, and nothing ever gets done. In China, stuff is getting done. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Give us a call. I want your voice heard, 1-800-684-3110, and check out aclj.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Seculo, this is Logan Seculo. Hope you're having a great Monday. We're talking all things China because over the weekend, Will, the China-United States sort of agreement was signed about our global initiative for climate change. And look, as I said before, I'm not someone out there saying that there shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't be addressing environmental issues. I think that they are important and they are something we need to discuss. I know some people on the, I'm sure on chat right now on Facebook, YouTube may disagree, but I do think these are, especially with China, when you see what they're doing to the environment, maybe it's something we need to look at. However, as we saw in the video, if you just were watching, John Kerry was speaking about how just because we're doing business with them doesn't mean they can, you know, they have to be perfect, essentially, that you look at China, sure, they're committing global genocide, but you know what? Or genocide with their own people. But that doesn't mean we got to protect ourselves and protect our own planet. And we can have great relationships on one thing and on disagree on the other. But when the disagreement is genocide and you're calling it genocide, because, well, I think it was set in place that they were calling it genocide last year.
Right. So right under the Trump administration. It was actually the very end of the Trump administration in January when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at the time, he declared that is what is happening is genocide against the Uyghur people.
Yeah. And then the Biden administration didn't take that away. They didn't adjust that.
They reaffirmed it and they added some sanctions actually on individuals, entities in China that had that they were saying were responsible for it.
Sure. And a lot of people then said, okay, well, great. So what are we going to do here? And now over the weekend, and look, there's a new article on ACLJ.org specifically about China and their relationship with Iran and other countries that we don't necessarily have the best of relationships with, Will.
That's right. And that article is actually the China and Iran deal, a small but significant part of China's larger plan for global dominance. So we talked about the $400 billion deal that the Chinese and the Iranians signed, and that it's an investment in the infrastructure of Iran by China. China gets oil out of the deal, which is very important for China to get that. But it also sets up things like banking relationships, which helps Iran go around the sanctions that people like the Europeans, the United States have placed on them because of their terrorism activities, nuclear activities, all of these things. So China is helping Iran get around the punishments and the sanctions that the world has put on them for their bad activities.
And look, like I said, a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of you guys in listening base, whether you work in whatever field you work in, you're having to deal with China maybe every day of your life. Look, I've dealt with them myself. I've dealt with people in Chinese manufacturing. And look, it's inefficient. It's a well-oiled machine, if you will, compared to dealing with or even trying to even find, because our manufacturing essentially doesn't exist anymore in the United States, even trying to get something done. Not only the price point. Look, the price point, obviously, you understand that China is not necessarily doing great things. Sometimes the price point comes in too good to be true. But when you try to compare it to an American price point, they can't compete. Americans can't compete with it. However, a lot of times they can't compete with it because that manufacturing doesn't even exist in America anymore at all. Like, it would be impossible for you to source it. And that opens up a whole different can of worms that we'll have to deal with on another show, Will. But it again, this can't be understand that there are subtleties to this, because this show would not be on the air without, I'm sure, Chinese manufacturing right now. Like, we wouldn't have some parts of the camera and screens and everything that we're dealing with. And you're watching it on a phone, and that phone is likely either made in not made in America. We'll say that at least.
So here's an interesting way that the Biden administration and John Kerry are trying to play this, right? So this is Byte 27. Let's hear it. And then I want to break down what this means.
Climate has to stand alone. You know, you can't have those disagreements and say, well, because of that, I'm not going to do anything about climate, because you're just killing yourself.
So they're going to take the tack that the climate deal with China, it has to be, no matter what, separated out from everything else. That you cannot, that you have to look at it in a vacuum. Yeah. So they're going to
basically, which is an interesting point of view,
sweep under the rug anything that China's doing, and maybe even put more sanctions on them, do things like that. And that we're going to be able to stand above the atrocities you're committing, and we're going to deal with you on this. Here's my big fear, and you brought up regulations and things like that. is that the Biden administration uses this as a, look, we have an international agreement now with China. They try to get maybe a treaty through the Senate, or they try to do some sort of things that bring home these agreements. Well, what does that do? It ends up being a back channel way to get Green New Deal policies on the books as regulations instead of laws, instead of going through Congress.
We're putting ourselves under regulations that are allegedly, you know, bilateral, going both ways when it comes to China and America. But we all know what's true, and that will just end up hurting our people, hurting American manufacturing, hurting American regulations, farmers, all these things that we import because we can't afford to make it here ourselves. Don't have the infrastructure built. And look, that's where we have to look to China and go, okay, what are they doing right? There's a lot they're doing wrong, but there's a reason why they are thriving and going to, you know, they're saying a global superpower. We already know they certainly are a global superpower. We already know they are well on their way to taking over in terms of being the number one global superpower in all. That thing, we're not just talking about manufacturing. We're talking about manufacturing. We're talking about entertainment. You're talking about technology. You're talking about pretty much every area of your life that typically and historically, the last, you know, 80 years, 100 years has been American, you know, led. You're now seeing the opposite. Like one of our callers said before, they're playing a long game here, and we're looking for very short-term changes. Changes that, look, we all know that if a Republican is put in place next, guess what? These all revert back. And this goes sort of a ping-pong effect. And there are good parts about that because, look, we have a elected body by the people, for the people, and all of that. But there are things that are so partisan that nothing ends up happening. Time never moves forward. We end up being stuck in bills that are pointless. Things get pushed forward. And that's maybe the biggest gripe I think people would have is that again, under Republican, other Democrat, the only thing that really changes on is your wallet. A lot of these laws never move forward. We're seeing China still move forward. Like, there's nothing changing here, folks. And we can't really adjust it unless we take a much bigger mindset to this, which is you can't put things in a vacuum like they're doing.
Well, and I think a lot of this is the left's knee-jerk reaction that anything that President Trump did was bad. They called it Trump derangement syndrome, that everything President Trump did was bad, no matter what. And so instead of having, he mentioned that China is playing the long game and that we, you know, we talk about our election cycles, but foreign policy, a lot of times, there was a lot of bipartisan support for over the course of our history. A lot of that changed under the Obama administration when they took drastic shifts from the historic norm of U.S. foreign policy. A lot of that was people like John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, when they were in the administration, they took us down a different path. Then President Trump tried to take us back to a more America first, non-globalist view of foreign policy. And the left had such a knee-jerk reaction to it that now this is what we're seeing. It's almost to the extreme on the other side now that we're going to see as much talking with China and let's get alongness that it's going to end up.
Let's get alongness.
I coined it right here. It's going to hurt us in the long run because we can have bipartisan support for these global initiatives. But right now, the left is so adamant that nothing the Republicans can say is fine, that we're going to end up being in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, hey, we got another half hour coming up. If you don't get it on your local station, if you're listening on the radio, check us out on ACLJ.org, YouTube, or Facebook. Just search for Jay Sekulow. We're there right now broadcasting live. We'd love to have you follow us. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Logan Sekulow Reprogram on YouTube. You can also follow us on Instagram and everywhere else. And again, we got another half hour coming up. We want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, and check out ACLJ.org. We're in the middle of a matching challenge. Could use your support. We'll be right back with more.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Sekulow Live. And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Welcome to the second half hour of Sekulow. I'm Logan Sekulow, sitting in for my dad and brother. If you've been watching and listening for the last half hour, thank you. If not, welcome to the show. We're going to give you a little recap of what we're talking about. We're currently talking about what's going on and what happened this weekend and sort of the global, you know, process of this, which was John Kerry announced with essentially the John Kerry equivalent of China that we have come to some kind of plan or agreement, if you will, with China to address climate change, global warming, emissions, all of that. And look, like I said, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing that we are taking environmental action seriously. Obviously, I think there are some regulations I'm not necessarily in favor of. There are things that I don't necessarily want to go a certain way, but I understand that's an issue. But when you're talking about China, who already immediately after said, we don't really think anything's going to change. Look, let's just be honest. I mean, we're going to say okay to this, but like, we don't see any drastic action coming out of this agreement here. We're just saying, hey, we're happy to play nice, kinda. And then on the other hand, you have the Biden administration as well confirming and commenting on the fact that China is committing genocide of its people, of its Muslim population. Well, we're talking a little bit out of two sides here. We're not really sure which one to trust.
Well, and that's going to set up a weird competition or conflict within the administration, because if you have John Kerry saying you have to separate climate from everything else, but then last week, Secretary of State Blinken, he called on governments around the world, including the United States, to take concrete actions to ensure that no companies are providing China with products or services that facilitate its repression of the Uyghur population. Now, you can't look at China and think like the United States where, oh, well, maybe it's like a state itself is doing something or an individual company. Yeah, it's all the Chinese Communist Party. So if he's saying we can't provide products or services that facilitate its repression of the Uyghur population, I think you can extrapolate that out that you can't support China at this time. Yeah. I don't think you can just pinpoint
which is
one
very hard.
Regional I mean, governor yeah. that is, but if he's making this strong of a statement
while we're
at the same time, now you're setting up a conflict between the climate czar in an unconfirmed position within the administration versus a Senate confirmed appointed Secretary of State. That's a pretty big
who has been,
competition.
Has had some moderate things.
We've agreed with some of his statements on Israel. Specifically, we were glad that he affirmed what Mike Pompeo had said about the Uyghur population.
Yeah.
So now you've got John Kerry, who is on his climate crusade across the entire world, and you've got Secretary Blinken saying we can't facilitate anything that could lead to repression.
And look, we know in terms of China, in the work we do with religious liberty across the world, we know with our work with China and what they do is that it's not just the Uyghur population. It's the Christian population. It is really any religious group. Most of them are religious minority are being persecuted throughout the country.
Right.
We know this. We've seen it happen. We've had clients. We've dealt with the situations relating to what they do. So this isn't some small, minute issue. Where, you know, maybe this area, like you said, maybe this part of the country is doing this. You're right. It's all sort of this one thing. And I would never claim to be an expert in what goes on in China. And like I said, I think the idea of saying we're not going to do business with China, nearly impossible right now. So while we're talking about regulations, why are we not also putting forth regulations? We've dealt with this with a lot of situations where we say, fine, you want some regulations? You want to work together on climate? Okay, you do this. You got to quit the genocide here before we continue the business. How about that? How about no more genocide just based on your religious beliefs? Is that a good line item? Give us a call. I want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. Maybe you have the solution. Maybe you just have a comment. Maybe you have a comment on this just broadly in general. I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. Also, as I said earlier, we're in the middle of, or towards the end now, of a matching challenge, which means if you donate to the ACLJ at aclj.org, if you give $10, someone on the other end is going to match that, make that $10 worth $20 and up, $100, $200, so on and so on. You can do that by going to aclj.org. Beyond just donating on the website, great new blogs, great content that comes each and every day. You should be reloading it every day and checking out what we're doing. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
To Seculo again. We're going to take some phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. I'd love to hear from you. We do have a call that's been waiting for a long time. Let's go to him first. Let's go to Dan, who's calling in North Carolina. Dan, you're on the air.
How's it going?
So hey, thanks
God's
for
word is always, you bet. Hey, God's word's always very clear, right? So the borrower will be servant to the lender. You know, out of the 3,000 plus verses in the Bible about money, that one's very relevant to the United States currently, especially with regards to China.
Yeah, Dan, I think that's a really great point. You know, like I said, I don't think we can just say, okay, we're no longer doing business with you.
Right.
And, you know, and this isn't a small country. This isn't something that doesn't affect America. Problem is maybe how this ball got rolling.
And what Dan's also bringing up is the fact of how much China holds of our national debt within buying treasury bonds and things like that, which finance the government, which also end up creating all sorts of different ways of expanding our monetary supply, things like that. But this has been something that I know has been a conservative cause for a long time. People bringing up the fact that, hey, looking forward, this isn't going to play out well of how much of our national debt is held by China. And it's expanding all the time. And now a lot of our national debt is also held by the American people, whether it's in your 401k or your portfolio. A lot of people hold the treasury bills and other sorts of notes that are backed and linked to the U.S. debt. But as far as foreign powers, China has for a long time been buying up American securities. Yeah. And
land
and land and other and, things. They've been, as our previous caller from Oregon said, they've been playing the long game. And Republicans within Congress have been bringing this up for decades, but nothing has changed. And to some degree, it may be difficult to limit how someone buys this off the open market.
Yeah, look at the Chinese influence in something like Africa, where thousands and thousands of businesses, the airport, everything is run by China. Not to say, again, that's just showing that they do have this plan for this sort of global dominance. And look, as an American, you may feel like, hey, that's what we've been doing all along. And I understand that. Look, a lot of American products are in offices and businesses have offices all over the world, whether that is our soda, whether that's whatever it is, our film industry, that's happening. But look, I mean, go to the Grand Canyon. I went to the Grand Canyon like 10 years ago. It's owned by, you know, a big company out of China, so much so that everything, the signage is all in Chinese. And not to say, again, that they don't have the right to do that, but it may make you go, oh, that's the Grand Canyon, you know?
Right.
That's a bit shocking when you're there the first time around.
Well, what you brought up is called the Belt and Road Initiative, and it's actually in this piece that we talked about up at ACLJ.org, the China and Iran deal, a small but significant part of China's larger plan for global dominance. And it talks about that they lure countries into subservience through large infrastructure investments, and they do this throughout Europe, Africa, and the Pacific Islands. And so they go in and they basically have these investments into these host nations. And what they get out of it is either, like in the case of Iran, they get things like oil at a discount, or they just get influence within that country by providing these services, these airports or roads or different things that these countries can't finance themselves.
Right.
So they get China to come in. But the our piece says that China almost acts like a predatory lender, where they go in and have all these obligations met, where it's really hard for the host countries to either live up to that, either that or it puts a strain on them, so much so that China has the influence in that country. And we're seeing that now as they move to Iran. It's one more step in their entire global game.
America, we're seeing it continually happening. And look, we're not necessarily giving you a solution, but the solution is certainly not, let's go sign a climate agreement with them while they're also committing genocide that we've already approved. And look, I think Tom Cotton was on Fox News.
Yeah.
This is something we wanted to play to give you sort of a general idea of the situation that John Kerry has put himself in and put our country in.
Let's go ahead and roll bite 29.
We had John Kerry sitting in front of us in committee selling the Iran nuclear deal. This was the exact same line he used. Oh, the nuclear question will stand alone. We'll compartmentalize it from all other issues like Iran's support for terrorism and their missile program and their human rights abuses. And I said, Mr. Secretary, maybe you think it stands alone, but the Ayatollahs don't. The same thing is true with these Chinese communists. They are not going to strike some separate deal on climate change.
So what you see here is that Secretary Kerry, when he was Secretary of State, was the one selling the Iran nuclear deal. And one thing that we brought up time and time again about the Iran nuclear deal is that it didn't include the other bad actions by Iran, like their support for terrorism, like their proxy groups, Hamas.
Time, like, this is a time to negotiate. And this is a time to get stuff done. If you want to make these agreements, all right, let's put some stuff in that benefits the American people. Let's get people freed. Let's help people out. Let's do what America does, regardless if you like it or not, which is let's interfere a little and make these, you know, people stand up for their problems and their issues that we have in generally dealing with them. Saying, if you want our business, great. But guess what? There's going to be some restrictions, and you're going to have to lift some things. You're going to have to release people. You're going to have to stop committing genocide on your own people just due to their religious differences. You know, these are just, these may be American values, but really these are, should be moral values that exist throughout the world. Do they? Of course not. Go anywhere outside of the United States, and you'll see even places like the United Kingdom, which I love, you will see people there who are pushing and pushing to get American-style freedoms because they simply just don't have it. So even in the Western world, there are places. But when you go to China, when you go to these other countries, and you're wondering why their business are so big, but the people are suffering, or the people are, somehow the middle class is growing, but maybe they're under some sort of totalitarianism where they don't really have the control over their situation. There are people who really could use, again, American-style freedom, if you will, but we're too wimpy to do that sometimes. And we have to say, oh, well, let's just isolate this one thing. Let's put it in a vacuum. As you said, we're just talking about climate change. And yes, do we think that the environment is important? Of course. But there are also, and we're talking about something that could have an impact over the next 2,000 years, which I agree. Look, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have that. But what about the people who are being killed for their faith right now as we speak? And we say nothing.
Well, and it's
Or we say something, but not related to the deal that we just struck.
And how do they not see that the failed concept of the Iran nuclear deal, now used on a grander scale with China, by saying, first of all, they don't see it because they're trying to run back into the deal with Iran. But that's because of their pushback against anything that the president, Donald Trump, did. And now that we're going to see them extrapolate out the one concept of climate change talks with the rest of everything. But what we saw under the Iran nuclear deal, when they left things like the ballistic missile program onto the side, it gave Iran the ability to bolster their program because they were getting cash from America now and build stronger, more efficient missiles so that when they go now to 60% enrichment, almost to 90%, they have a very robust ballistic missile program that they've just over 4 or 5, 6 years increased the capabilities of, because that wasn't a part of the Iran nuclear deal. Then they'll be able to attach a warhead when they get the nuclear technology to it. It's the same thing with China. If you ignore everything else and give them a pass on it for now and say, we'll get to that, they're just going to continue to do it and ramp it up and make it a lot worse while we're focusing over here on an issue that they're not going to live up to the end of their bargain anyways.
Right. Will's right. I agree with him on that. They're not going to live up to the bargain. We're going to be the ones that suffer. The American people are going to be the ones, American farmers, American businessmen, American everything. Everything other than probably the government is going to be the ones who actually have to deal with these regulations that are going to come upon the American people that the Chinese government will not impact on themselves. So here's the deal. We got 2 minutes left in this segment. We're heading into the last segment. I want to hear from you. I tried to take a lot of calls in that last segment, and there are some lines open. So if you've ever wanted to hear your voice on the radio, this is the time. And that, well, that's a good talking point, right? If you've ever wanted to hear your voice on the radio, give us a call, 1-800-684.
But you have to listen to it later, because we don't want your radio on at the exact same time.
That's true. You have to
feedback issues.
Yeah. You have to post-listen to it later. After it, we put it on a podcast feed. Find it on all your favorite podcast players. Look for Seculo. It's there. You know, it's a good ad. Good plug. That's a segue. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Talk to our phone screener. Be nice to him. And maybe you'll make it on the air, because I'd like to take as many calls as I can. Be okay, have a concise statement, and let's do it. 1-800-684-3110. Also, check out, again, the work we're doing over at ACLJ.org. Because though I do promote it right now, because we are in a matching challenge, it's very easy. You go to ACLJ.org. There's a big green button that says donate today. Any gift you give will be matched by someone on the other end. So there's someone who has pledged to match your donation. So if you donate $100, someone is there to match that $100, making it effectively worth $200, and so on and so on and so on. And we could use your support always here at the ACLJ. None of this just happens for free. So ACLJ.org to support the work that we do. But also, you need to be going to the website more. You also need to download the ACLJ app, which is available on your phone. You can watch the show there live. You can also check out all the news, sign petitions, do that. The ACLJ app is available in the App Store on Apple devices. It's also available on Roku and available on your Apple TV, where you can watch these shows later on. Watch our feature-length documentaries and films. A lot more of that coming very soon. But you can check out all our daily blogs and all the great content from all the voices you hear in the ACLJ, and more that some of you don't hear on the radio. Again, there's a great new one specifically on the deal right now with China and Iran that just launched, and a new edition of our More Than Ever campaign. We'll be right back with more on Seculo.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Segment of the day on Seculo. I'm Logan Seculo. Thanks for joining us today. I'm here with Will Haynes, producer of J Seculo Live and Seculo and all what we do here. But he's co-hosting with me today, and I appreciate it.
Glad to be with you.
Thanks. We're going to take some calls right off the bat because, look, on our website right now, we have a lot going on, and one of them specifically deals with a couple of them deal with the situation at hand. We obviously have the new blog that just went up yesterday. Or over the weekend, the China and Iran deal, a small but significant part of China's larger plan for global dominance, as well as the latest installment that just went up right before we went on air from my brother, Jordan, which is in part of our More Than Ever campaign that we developed late last year in response to what we're going to be doing over the next multiple years and how the ACLJ has worked before and how we're going to continue to work in the future. And right now, this is specifically on foreign policy. There's also a video element coming. I know they're working on a series, so that's some breaking news right there. A new ACLJ series is coming. I've seen some of it. Looks amazing. I'm really going to break down this, but this is a new piece from Jordan.
That's right, and there's actually a really pertinent paragraph in this new piece from Jordan, and this is under the dangers ahead in foreign policy section, and it responds to the Biden administration rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, which has to do with, obviously, climate change. And it says, this danger is driven first and foremost by liberal internationalists and global elites who are once again preparing to lead from behind by putting the interests of other countries, including the interests of countries that threaten us, ahead of American interests. The scent of danger multiplies exponentially because the Biden administration has named John Kerry, the negotiator of the failed Iran nuclear deal and co-author of the Paris Climate Accord, as a cabinet-level special envoy for climate and the so-called climate czar. As the Wall Street Journal notes, Mr. Kerry, as a negotiator, never drives a hard bargain, as his Iran nuclear deal showed. So I think that shows the danger of the Biden administration putting him into a place of negotiation, of authority to go and speak for the government on this. We are dealing with someone who is weak in negotiations against a global superpower who is extremely strong in getting their own interest ahead of everyone else's in negotiations.
Something that we, unfortunately, have sort of abandoned. So the idea that we're prioritizing the world over sometimes our own interests when the world doesn't return that in favor.
And what we need to do is make sure that, you know, it's a 50-50 Senate. So while there is a tie-breaking vote with the vice president, a lot of the committees are tied with their membership. It's not that there is a balance of power completely in the favor of one or the other. We need that the conservative members of the Senate, the ones that can point out the flaws in the foreign policy of the Biden administration, to be talking about this. We saw Senator Tom Cotton speaking about it over the weekend, but we need to hear a lot more voices than just several senators. I want to hear the whole Republican caucus speaking out against this, because it's very dangerous when this is the posture of the United States. It's lead from behind all over again. It's the ways of the Obama administration, the things that got so much of a mess caused in the Middle East and around the world when it comes to foreign policy, rehashed from a weaker standpoint now.
All right, let's go ahead and take some phone calls. Let's go to Dan in New Jersey on line one. Dan, welcome to Seculo.
Yes, hi, how are you? God bless America. But my thing is this prioritizing and standing alone situation basically says, well, climate change is more important than the lives of Muslim Uyghurs. Or it's more important than a nuclear agreement that will protect the world and Israel. How can they get away with doing a stand-alone argument, pact, or agreement when it's clear to everyone that's saying, well, this is more important, so that's what we're prioritizing, and this is a stand-alone thing that we're doing?
Dan, I think you're giving a lot of grace to people saying that they just know that clearly this is the wrong thing to be doing. I don't feel like that's the case. That's why we have organizations like ours and radio shows and television shows like ours to point out the obvious atrocities that are going on. And Dan, I appreciate it. Look, I agree with you that it should be pretty blatant and pretty obvious, but simply you have an uninformed country sometimes that will just agree with whatever their specific political party. So now It's the Democrats. Democrats, Republicans, I'll say same thing often, which is you just tend to kind of breeze past a lot of this. This isn't making news for a lot of people. I don't know if you saw a lot of your friends sharing the China agreement with America for climate issues. I don't feel like that became a top social media story. And I feel like that's the problem. The problem is a lot of people who are uninformed, who don't know, who don't really see what's going on. They don't know what it's like working in China. They don't see that there are big global issues at hand, including genocide. It's a bit of America with the blinders on. And that's why we have shows like ours.
Well,
and organizations like
and
ours.
And it goes back to like the duplicity of the media with the border crisis. So under President Donald Trump, they were very happy to put people out there calling the policies on the border racist, inhumane, a crisis, a humanitarian crisis. And then when President Biden gets in, you know, the kids in cages narrative.
Sure.
Then when President Biden gets in and the crisis explodes to something astronomically bigger than what was happening under the Trump administration, when there are 800 kids in a containment facility meant for 50.
Yeah.
When you're seeing that and then the media is just giving them a pass, yeah, letting them not say it's a crisis, it's because they're, like you're saying, the voices in the media aren't lined up to sometimes share the truth.
Yeah, and look,
and climate is a cause that the media wants to get behind.
Absolutely.
So of course they're not going to call out the hypocrisy, yeah, of the administration over this.
And look, Tony Blinken had something to say about this on Meet the Press last week about dealing with China. I think we should play this. I think you should listen to it and understand he's honestly dealing with a lot of the situation we brought up here, which is you can't just abandon your relationship with China. So what do you do? And the sad part is we don't have a real clear answer. Let's hear that from Anthony Blinken.
We also have to make sure that we're dealing with all of our interests. And what is the best way to effectively advance our interests, mm-hmm, and our values? And when it comes to China, we have to be able to deal with China on areas where those interests are implicated and require working with China, even as we stand resolutely against egregious violations of human rights, or in this case, acts of genocide.
Yeah, I think, again, a conflicted man, if you will, saying we have to deal with situations.
However, I think he may have the toughest job in the administration, yeah, when it comes to this, because it sounds like he knows what the right answer is.
Right. Just like our caller said, he knows, right, what the truth is and what we should be doing, but also knows he's an administration that doesn't agree with that situation. And what do you do in this global world where we do all connect and where China, again, has a lot of interest in America and America has a lot of interest in China? It's not as easy as turning off faucet on a small, you know, even Iran. You know, it's not the same as China.
Right, because with Iran, we had isolated them fairly well.
Right.
And yes, they were a terrorist nation. They were supporting terrorism across the globe. But they weren't one of the biggest economic powers, right, on the planet.
Right, a
and
lot
that's
different.
What we're dealing with now.
All right, hey, thanks for listening to Jay Sekulow Live and Sekulow this week. I appreciate you dealing with Will and I, but guess what? Good for you. Good news. You're going to get us tomorrow once again. Just prepping you for that. So we're going to have some fun again tomorrow. We're going to talk more about these kind of topics. We're talking about foreign policy tomorrow. We're going to talk about some stuff on the pro-life issues that are coming, and also how we're going to be taking on more of what's happening even in media. So we're going to talk about that this week on Sekulow. Again, check out ACLJ.org, middle of a matching challenge. We could use your support at ACLJ.org. But while you're there, look, we want you to go there, make your donation. We appreciate it. Subscribe on all of our YouTube channels, including mine. Follow us on social media, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. Stay informed. Also, check out the great content we're doing. Again, that's at ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.